All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Once in a while, we regular people text someone or dash off an email that down the road we realize has major significance compared to the other digital detritus we produce every day. Next to me is Dan Tucker, New Tech City's producer and our resident wedding guest. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Manoush.
Now, Dan, I'm calling you our resident wedding guest because you are of a certain age.
31, yeah.
Yes, and you go to a lot of weddings. And you said something really funny the other day. You noticed something interesting about the weddings that you've attended recently.
Yeah, it seems like every wedding I go to these days, when it comes time for the speeches, for the toasts, either the best man or the maid of honor gets up, goes to the microphone, to the dais, whips out a sheaf of paper, and starts reading.
But pretty standard, right?
Yeah, it seems standard so far. But take a listen to what they're reading. Here's how one such speechmaker at the wedding of my friends Josh and Kate started his story.
Now through Gmail, and Josh being dumb enough to blind copy me on all of her emails to Kate, I was able to uncover the email string for you all to hear now.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, the groom blind copied his friends on those emails that he liked a girl, basically.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah, and second of all, this so-called friend read them aloud to everyone.
He did exactly that, and there's more, too.
I call their story the mixtape of November 2008.
So, Manoush, for weeks leading up to the wedding, Brian Crow, the guy that you just heard, combed through every Gmail, work email, and GChat that Josh sent Kate in the days immediately after they met.
I want to apologize to Kate in advance.
Let me just set this up for you a little bit more. Josh first met Kate when his company was trying to place an ad in Time Out Chicago. That's where Kate was working as a marketing manager.
Josh first. Kate, it was a pleasure meeting you today, and thanks again. And thanks again for making some time for us. It really means a lot to have Time Out on board. If you're in town, you better be at our New Year's party. I'll buy you a drink. Winky face.
No, winky face.
You like that
face.
Winky face there?
Yes. Oh.
And as you said, Josh BCC'd Brian on many of these emails, and some of those emails were Kate's, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Kate's reply. Josh, thanks for stopping by yesterday. I really appreciate you taking the time to come by instead of just emailing. Everyone has been talking about this Kings of Leon album. I haven't heard it yet, but if it's your favorite album of the year, I think I better listen to it. Wanna burn me a copy? Okay, this was the first initial string after they met at her office. And then after that string, Josh forwards me the email, and he just sends it to me and goes, I think she wants me.
I can almost see Josh saying that. And it turns out that he was right. Here's Kate from a later email.
It's rare that I blush so much while reading business emails. Dot, 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 smiley face.
Oh no, there are those emoticons again.
Yeah, pretty soon after that, they took their relationship offline.
Thank God. Dan, were you just totally squirming in your seat listening to this? I mean, this is pretty intimate stuff. It's kind of like having your personal diary read aloud.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was squirming. I was laughing. I mean, as you can hear there, the whole group, about 250 guests, were sort of falling off their seat laughing with some of these jokes and emoticons and things. But I was sort of wondering, you know, how were Josh and Kate feeling at this point? It must have been, like you said, a little bit embarrassing. So I recently checked in with Josh, and here's what he had to say.
I think it's the coolest thing ever that you have this. It's really kind of a snapshot or a look in on a relationship that you really can't get.
Okay, so he has a very good attitude about documenting his personal life. But honestly, Dan, what can we expect from a guy who BCC'd his best friend on some of the the emails that he was wooing his future wife, his wife-to-be? All right, Dan Tucker, New Tech City producer and resident wedding exposer is what I'm going to call you now.
Sure, okay.
Thanks for being here.
No problem.